Poems Every Child Should Know, edited by Mary E. Burt. Section 66, read for LibriVox.org by Kara Schallenberg. This section contains two poems, A Musical Instrument and The Brides of Enderby. Part 6 continued. A Musical Instrument. A Musical Instrument by Elizabeth Barrett Browning, 1806 to 1861. This poem is the supreme masterpiece of Mrs. Browning. The prime thought in it is the sacrifice and pain that must go to make a poet of any genius. What was he doing, the great god Pan, down in the reeds by the river? Spreading ruin and scattering ban, splashing and paddling with hoofs of a goat, and breaking the golden lilies afloat with the dragonfly on the river. He tore out a reed, the great god Pan, from the deep cool bed of the river. The limpid water turbidly ran, and the broken lilies a-dying lay, and the dragonfly had fled away ere he brought it out of the river. High on the shore sat the great god Pan, while turbidly flowed the river, and hacked and hewed, as a great god can, with his hard bleak steel, at the patient reed, till there was not a sign of a leaf indeed, to prove it fresh from the river. He cut it short, did the great god Pan, how tall it stood in the river, then drew the pith, like the heart of a man, steadily from the outside ring, and notched the poor dry empty thing in holes, as he sat by the river. "This is the way," laughed the great god Pan, laughed while he sat by the river. "The only way, since gods began, to make sweet music they could succeed." Then, dropping his mouth to a hole in the reed, he blew in power by the river. "Sweet, sweet, sweet, O Pan, piercing sweet by the river. Blinding sweet, O great god Pan, the sun on the hill forgot to die, and the lilies revived, and the dragonfly came back to dream on the river. Yet half a beast is the great god Pan, to laugh as he sits by the river. Making a poet out of a man, the true gods sigh for the cost and pain, for the reed which grows nevermore again, as a reed with the reeds in the river. Elizabeth Barrett Browning. The Brides of Enderby. The Brides of Enderby by Jean Ingelow, 1830 to 1897. This poem is very dramatic, and the music of the refrain has done much to make it popular, but the pathos is that which endears it. The old mayor climbed the belfry tower, the ringers ran by two by three. "Pull, if ye never pulled before, good ringers, pull your best," quoth he. Play up, O Boston bells, ply all your changes, all your swells, play up, the Brides of Enderby." Men say it was a stolen tide, the lord that sent it, he knows all, but in mine ears doth still abide the message that the bells let fall. And there was naught of strange beside the flight of mews and peewits pied by millions crouched on the old sea wall. I sat and spun within the door, my thread brake off, I raised mine eyes. The level sun, like ruddy ore, lay sinking in the barren skies, and dark against day's golden death she moved where Lindis wandereth, my son's fair wife, Elizabeth. Cusha, 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 calling, ere the early dews were falling, far away I heard her song, cusha, cusha, all along, where the reedy Lindis floweth, 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 from the meads where melick groweth, faintly came her milking song. Cusha, 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 calling, for the dews will soon be falling, leave your meadow grasses mellow, 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 quit your cowslips, cowslips yellow, come up, white foot, come up, light foot, quit the stalks of parsley hollow, 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 come up, jetty, rise and follow, from the clovers lift your head, come up, white foot, come up, light foot, come up, jetty, rise and follow, jetty, to the milking shed. If it be long, aye, long ago, when I begin to think how long, Again I hear the Lindis flow, swift as an arrow, sharp and strong, and all the air, it seemeth me, been full of floating bells, saith she, that ring the tune of Enderby. All fresh the level pasture lay, and not a shadow mote be seen, save where full 5 good miles away the steeple towered from out the green. And lo, the great bell far and wide was heard in all the countryside, that Saturday, at eventide. The swan-herds, where their sedges are, moved on in sunset's golden breath. The shepherd lads I heard afar, and my son's wife, Elizabeth, till floating o'er the grassy sea, came down that kindly message free, the brides of Mavis Enderby. Then some looked up into the sky, and all along where Lindis flows, to where the goodly vessels lie, and where the lordly steeple shows. They said, "And why should this thing be? What danger lowers by land or sea? They ring the tune of Enderby." "For evil news from Mablethorpe, of pirate galleys warping down, for ships ashore beyond the scorp, they have not spared to wake the town. But while the west been red to sea, and storms be none, and pirates flee, why ring the brides of Enderby?" I looked without, and lo, my son came riding down with might and main. He raised a shout as he drew on, till all the welkin rang again. "Elizabeth, Elizabeth!" A sweeter woman ne'er drew breath than my son's wife, Elizabeth. "The old sea wall," he cried, "is down. The rising tide comes on apace, and boats adrift in yonder town go sailing up the marketplace." He shook as one that looks on death. "God save you, mother," straight he saith. "Where is my wife Elizabeth?" "Good son, where Lindis winds her way, with her 2 bairns I marked her long, and ere yon bells began to play, afar I heard her milking song." He looked across the grassy lea, to right, to left. "Ho, Enderby!" They rang, the brides of Enderby. With that he cried and beat his breast, for lo, along the river's bed, a mighty eiger reared his crest, and up the Lindis raging sped. It swept with thunderous noises loud, shaped like a curling snow-white cloud, or like a demon in a shroud. And rearing, Lindis backward pressed, shook all her trembling banks amain, then madly at the eiger's breast flung up her weltering walls again. Then banks came down with ruin and rout, then beaten foam flew round about, then all the mighty floods were out. So far, so fast the eiger drave, the heart had barely time to beat, before a shallow, seething wave sobbed in the grasses at our feet. The feet had hardly time to flee, before it brake against the knee, and all the world was in the sea. Upon the roof we sat that night, the noise of bells went sweeping by. I marked the lofty beacon light stream from the church tower, red and high, a lurid mark and dread to see, and awesome bells they were to me, that in the dark rang Enderby. They rang the sailor lads to guide from roof to roof who fearless rode, and I, my son was at my side, and yet the ruddy beacon glowed, and yet he moaned beneath his breath, "O, come in life or come in death, O, lost my love Elizabeth!" "And didst thou visit him no more? Thou didst, my daughter dear, the waters laid thee at his door, ere yet the early dawn was clear. Thy pretty bairns in fast embrace, the lifted sun shone on thy face, down drifted to thy dwelling place. That flow strewed wrecks about the grass, that ebb swept out the flocks to sea, a fatal ebb and flow, alas, to many more than mine and me. But each will mourn his own," she saith, "and sweeter woman ne'er drew breath than my son's wife, Elizabeth. I shall never hear her more by the reedy Lindis shore, Cusha, Cusha, Cusha calling, ere the early dews be falling. I shall never hear her song, Cusha, Cusha, all along, where the sunny Lindis floweth, goeth, floweth, from the meads where Melick groweth, when the water winding down, onward floweth to the town. I shall never see her more where the reeds and rushes quiver, shiver, quiver, stand beside the sobbing river, sobbing, throbbing in its falling, to the sandy lonesome shore. I shall never hear her calling, leave your meadow grasses mellow, 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 quit your cowslips, cowslips yellow. Come up, Whitefoot, come up, Lightfoot, quit your pipes of parsley hollow, hollow, hollow. Come up, Lightfoot, rise and follow, Lightfoot, Whitefoot, from your clovers lift the head. Come up, Jetty, follow, follow, Jetty, to the milking shed. Jean Ingelow. End of section 66. Read by Kara Schallenberg on January 12, 2007, in Oceanside, California.